The 19th edition of the Omaha Film Festival starts tomorrow. Nearly two decades of cinematic bliss for local and regional audience. Every year from May to December, films from different corners of the globe are submitted to the selection committee, who carefully assemble a diverse lineup containing narrative features, short films, documentaries, and screenplays.
That all culminates into a nice January meeting where we're meeting all day with all of our judges, and we're putting together what we think are the best independent films that are currently on the circuit today.
Mark Lonbrake is the executive director of the Omaha Film Festival, and he is excited to showcase this year 98 films with 6 special screenings.
We're always very proud of what we put in front of our audiences, and we're always thrilled when people come out and check them out.
He emphasizes that this festival holds a significant position alongside other international festivals.
We're like Cannes, we're like Sundance, and we show a lot of the same films. Like this year, we've got a couple of Sundance premieres that are in our program, and we've got a film that screened at Cannes last year. So we're just like those. But then we also, because we're homegrown, because we're Omaha, because we're Nebraska, we definitely like to highlight some local filmmakers. So this year, we've got 4 local short blocks with all Nebraska-made shorts. We're always proud to show those, and those are always kind of our fun audience. Audiences, because it's, you know, local people, and it's like, that's the location that's my bar, and that's the location they use for that film, or, you know, those are always a ton of fun.
Here's a simple approach to navigate this festival, spending 6 days at the Exurban Cinema.
Look through our schedule. There's trailers, there's synopsis, there's feature films, there's documentaries, there's short films. There's going to be something for everybody. So look at what you like and come out and check it out.
And the experience continues after the credits roll. One of the highlights is when the audience can participate in Q&A sessions or chat with directors and actors in the hallways.
If you're sitting there and you watch a movie and you have this question burning, like, why did they make that choice? Or, you know, how did they come up with this idea? You can literally ask that question and, you know, in that group. And then as soon as the screening's over, you can see that filmmaker, you know, they'll be there for several days. All of our after parties, our filmmakers and our screenwriters are there. So there's a real nice opportunity to interact with all of the artists that are making these films.
The 19th Omaha Film Festival offers a rich and diverse array of films to explore. This year, KBNO joins the festival as a sponsoring partner, with Jeff Coterpa leading a Q&A section. And also this Wednesday on Arts Today, a local screenwriter from one of the feature films shares insights with KBNO, and she talks about other key aspects of the festival. You can visit omahafilmfestival.org for more information. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.